Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, March 17, 2025.
Orbán's stand on Hungary's independence. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán delivered a passionate address in Budapest on March 16, 2025, during Hungary's national holiday. He emphasized the need to protect Hungary's independence from what he views as excessive control by the European Union, comparing the EU to historical empires that sought to dominate his nation. Orbán criticized Brussels for interfering in Hungary's domestic matters, stating that there is always an empire coveting the freedom of Hungarians. While he rejected the idea of Hungary leaving the EU, he called for reforms to better align the EU with Hungary's interests. His words resonated with many Hungarians proud of their national identity, raising important questions about Hungary's future relationship with the EU and the potential economic consequences of a more confrontational approach. What does this mean for Hungary moving forward?
Republicans face tough choices on Medicaid and spending cuts. Congressional Republicans are under pressure to push forward President Donald Trump's tax cut and border security agenda. The party is split on how much they can cut from the federal budget without hurting the millions who rely on social safety programs. In closed-door meetings, Senate Republicans are discussing a potential overhaul of Medicaid, the health insurance program for low-income Americans, to help fund Trump's proposed $4.6 trillion tax cuts from 2017. A key question is whether they can achieve spending cuts of $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion over the next decade, as outlined in a budget plan that recently passed the Republican-controlled House. Hardline House Republicans are ready to block any Senate budget that doesn't protect their proposed cuts. The future of Medicaid, which supports over 35 million Americans in states Trump won in the 2024 election, is uncertain. Some Republicans argue that significant cuts can only happen by reforming Medicaid, while others want to preserve these vital programs, especially with recession risks rising. The debate also touches on the debt ceiling, with Senate Republicans pushing for deeper cuts to leverage the nation's $36.6 trillion debt limit. If the debt ceiling isn't raised, it could lead to a disastrous default.
Elon Musk's impact on U.S.-China relations and Tesla's growth. Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla, is significantly influencing U.S.-China relations through the company's expansion in China, the world's largest electric vehicle market. Tesla operates two major sites in Shanghai, the Gigafactory, which produces about 1 million cars annually, and a new Megapack battery plant, supported by a $200 million investment. In 2022, Tesla's sales in China reached over 657,000 vehicles, making it the company's largest market outside the U.S. As of June 2023, Tesla has 520 stores across China, showcasing its rapid growth. Musk's influence extends beyond business. He advises the U.S. government and maintains connections with Chinese officials, acting as a potential bridge between the two nations. However, his comments on Taiwan and support for American companies in China have drawn mixed reactions. While some commend his efforts to foster dialogue, others criticize him for not taking a stronger stance against the Chinese government. Experts emphasize the importance of good relations with Chinese regulators, especially as competition from local electric vehicle manufacturers intensifies. Musk's dual role as a business leader and political figure highlights the complex dynamics of U.S.-China relations and the growing significance of the electric vehicle market.
Russia's demands in peace talks with NATO. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko has stated that Russia will insist on guarantees to keep NATO from including Ukraine in its membership. He stressed that Ukraine must remain neutral for any peace agreement to work. This demand highlights the ongoing conflict between Russia and NATO, especially after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Russia sees NATO's growth as a direct threat to its security, making Ukraine's exclusion crucial for stability in the region. These negotiations are a pivotal moment, with major consequences for Ukraine's future and safety in Eastern Europe.
North Korea's nuclear ambitions rise amid G7 pressure. North Korea is ramping up its nuclear capabilities, according to the Korean Central News Agency. This bold move comes as the group of seven, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, demands an end to its nuclear weapons program, which they see as a threat to global security. North Korea argues that its nuclear arsenal is vital for its independence, especially in the face of foreign threats. This announcement signals a defiance of international pressure and a commitment to military strength. The implications are serious, potentially heightening tensions in East Asia and prompting military action or increased sanctions from the G7. What does this mean for global peace and stability?
China's new action plan to boost domestic consumption. On March 16, 2025, China's State Council launched a new action plan to boost domestic consumption amid ongoing economic challenges. With consumer demand still low from the COVID-19 pandemic and a long-lasting drop in the housing market, this plan aims to increase residents' incomes and introduce a childcare support program to help families. It focuses on improving financial health for both urban and rural communities, especially for farmers. Premier Li Qiang is under pressure to implement measures that prioritize consumers and reduce dependence on exports and investments for growth. The plan also seeks to stabilize the stock market, though details on how this will happen are still unclear. Additionally, it promotes community and employer-run childcare services to support working parents and emphasizes the importance of assured employee rights, including paid leave. To further stimulate the economy, the plan suggests expanding visa-free travel for tourists from more countries.
Baidu launches new AI models amidst rising competition. Baidu, a leading tech company from China, has unveiled two new artificial intelligence models, ERNIE X1 and ERNIE 4.5. This launch comes as competition intensifies in the AI landscape, particularly with the emergence of DeepSeek, a startup claiming its models can compete with giants like OpenAI at much lower prices. The ERNIE X1 model offers performance similar to DeepSeek's R1 model but at half the cost, making it a groundbreaking tool that can operate independently. Meanwhile, the ERNIE 4.5 model excels in understanding and integrating various types of information, from text to video. Despite challenges in gaining widespread adoption for its ERNIE language model, Baidu is determined to secure its place in the competitive AI market. These advancements are set to drive innovation across sectors like healthcare, finance, and education, while also raising important questions about data protection and the ethical use of AI. What does this mean for our future? The AI revolution is just beginning.
U.S. military options against Iran. U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz stated that the United States has a range of choices in response to Iran's actions. This comes after recent airstrikes targeting Yemen, where the Iran-backed Houthis have been attacking shipping vessels amid the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Waltz condemned Iran's support for the Houthis, calling it unacceptable. Former President Donald Trump announced on social media that attacks on American vessels will not be tolerated, emphasizing that the U.S. will use overwhelming force to achieve its goals. This military action is part of a broader strategy to counter threats from Iran and its allies, including Hezbollah and various militias in Iraq. Waltz also discussed the situation in Ukraine, highlighting the challenges of regaining territory lost to Russia and the heavy toll of the ongoing war. Meanwhile, Steve Witkoff, Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, mentioned a positive meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, suggesting a potential call between them soon. The conflict in Yemen, fueled by Iranian influence, continues to create a severe humanitarian crisis, underscoring the interconnected nature of global conflicts.
Qatar and Russia discuss cooperation amid Ukraine crisis. Qatari Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani recently met with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov in Doha. They focused on strengthening their partnership in trade and technology while addressing the ongoing Ukraine crisis that began with Russia's invasion in February 2022. Al Thani emphasized Qatar's dedication to supporting peaceful resolutions through dialogue. He highlighted the urgent need for a ceasefire to end the conflict in Gaza and foster lasting peace in the region. Manturov's visit followed recent talks between the United States and Ukraine in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, where Ukraine agreed to a proposed 30-day ceasefire plan. This meeting underscores the critical role of diplomacy in tackling regional and global challenges.
Choi Sang-mak calls for U.S. cooperation. Choi Sang-mak, the acting president of South Korea, is urging a strong alliance with the United States after the U.S. Department of Energy designated South Korea as a sensitive country. This designation raises concerns about increased scrutiny over technology and national security. Choi emphasizes the importance of solid partnerships in science, technology, and energy to protect bilateral relations. His remarks highlight the commitment to navigating the challenges of international relations during this critical time. As both nations collaborate, the focus is on addressing the implications of this new designation. What does this mean for the future of U.S.-South Korea relations? The stakes are high and the world is watching.
Indian rupee faces pressure ahead of U.S. Federal Reserve meeting. The Indian rupee ended the week slightly lower at 86.9975 against the U.S. dollar, marking a 0.1% decline. As financial markets in India prepare for the U.S. Federal Reserve's monetary policy meeting on March 19, analysts expect the rupee to stabilize, facing a barrier around 86.50 and support between 87.40 and 87.50. Investors are closely watching the Fed's comments on tariffs and their potential impact on U.S. inflation and economic growth. Recent data shows U.S. consumer sentiment has dropped to its lowest in over 2 years, while inflation expectations have risen sharply. With the end of India's financial year approaching on March 31st, exporters may increase their dollar sales, which could help support the rupee. The benchmark 10-year bond yield in India remains steady at 6.6967%, with expectations for minor fluctuations. Bond yields have dipped slightly following a decrease in local retail inflation to 3.61% in February, the lowest since July. This drop has raised hopes for another interest rate cut by the Reserve Bank of India, which recently lowered the repo rate by 25 basis points, its first cut in nearly 5 years. Traders are staying alert for updates from Washington that could affect global market sentiment.
DOJ reviews spending to enhance antitrust enforcement. The U.S. Department of Justice, under Assistant Attorney General Gail Slater, is reevaluating its spending on economic consultants as part of a new budget-saving strategy. In a memo from March 16, 2025, Slater emphasized the importance of balancing effective antitrust enforcement with smart government spending. Did you know that hiring outside economic experts can cost up to $30 million per lawsuit? Slater advocates for prioritizing in-house economists instead. The DOJ is now focusing on markets that impact U.S. consumers and national security, especially in exciting fields like artificial intelligence, 5G technology, and quantum computing. This shift reflects a strong commitment to ensuring fair competition and protecting consumers during a time of rising prices. How will these changes affect you? Stay tuned for more updates.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.